Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, July 19th. The mother of two young girls who died in a vehicle on a rural property in southwest Colorado during the summer of 2017 has been convicted of murder. Their deaths occurred while she and four other adults on the property awaited the end of times, which they thought would coincide with the Great American Eclipse. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KOTO Telluride's Kara Pallone reports.
As Deputy District Attorney Rob Whiting stated Wednesday in his closing arguments in Montrose District Court, the evidence in this case is clear. On September 8, 2017, police responded to a property near Norwood, and on this property, they discovered two dead girls in a vehicle. In connection with those deaths, five adults were arrested and charged. One of those people was the victim's mother. The jury decided that Nashika Bramble did act knowingly with respect to her conduct and that she was aware her conduct would practically be certain to cause a result. In this case, it was knowing that her two daughters were in a hot car with no food or water, and the result is that they died. 180 pounds of food was found on the property afterward. Bramble, who is in her late 30s, was convicted of two counts of first-degree murder on Wednesday. Her sentencing is scheduled for October 1st in San Miguel County. A change of venue was granted in the case, which is why the trial was held in Montrose County. What unraveled after the discovery of the bodies of Michaela Roberts, age 10, and Hannah Marshall, age 8, on that Friday, September 8, 2017, is a bizarre story about a group of travelers who were invited back to the Norwood property where they were awaiting the end of times. The alleged ringleader, a Haitian woman named Madani Seuss, reportedly sent the girls to a vehicle and told the others to not give them food or water because the girls were impure and that it would hold them all back from achieving what they referred to as light body. Nashika Bramble's trial began on July 8th and lasted a week and a half. It took the jury just an hour to hand down a guilty verdict on Wednesday. Anywhere from a dozen to two dozen people were in the audience throughout the day. Bramble, dressed in a black suit with her hair in braids, swayed side to side at times in her seat and remained outwardly composed when the jury returned the verdict. While the prosecution argued that Bramble was a person in a position of trust who took part in isolating and starving her children, Bramble's defense attorney, Harvey Pilewski, argued that the case is about the illusion of free will. He told the jury that Seuss was the only person who had free will on that property, describing her as, quote, an evil, vile witch and a master manipulator. He said that everyone had to bow down to her and feared her, and that while it may seem ridiculous to us, we didn't live in that reality. Yet, as Deputy DA Whiting argued, once her girls were dead and it became apparent that the end of times was not going to take place, Nashika Bramble saved her own life. She left the property, got a bus ticket, and only when she saw herself on the news did she turn herself in. In a video played during the trial, Bramble tells investigators that she made the decision to, quote, leave or end up dead. Bramble was pregnant at the time of her arrest and delivered a child while in custody. Bramble is the second of the Norwood Five to stand trial. Ashford Nathaniel Archer of Haiti was convicted in March on two counts of child abuse resulting in death and an accessory charge. His trial lasted nearly 3 weeks. In June, he was sentenced to 24 years in the Department of Corrections with credit for time served. Sheriff Bill Masters was in attendance Wednesday, as he has been at most of the court proceedings for the Norwood Five. He commented that it's still impactful for him to be in the audience watching the videos and listening to testimony nearly 2 years later.
It certainly is. It's a case that's going to be with us for a long time, and we spent a lot of time on it, a lot of the deputies' time investigating this to the proper degree. And then presenting it to the district attorney and then preparing for trials. And so it's going to go on still for quite some time.
The next trial is for Madani Seuss and is scheduled for 4 weeks in January 2020. The remaining two people involved in the case, Ika Eden of Jamaica, is in the custody of the state hospital and has been deemed incompetent to stand trial. And Frederick Blair was offered a plea deal in exchange for his testimony. Two counts of felony child abuse were dismissed. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Kara Pallone.
And now, with more on a story we've covered here on the newscast, Eric Galatis reports that key programs passed by Colorado lawmakers to reduce health care costs seem to have had a positive impact.
Health insurance companies operating in Colorado announced this week that premiums should drop by an average of 18% next year, according to documents released by the Division of Insurance. Adam Fox with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says the state's individual insurance rates have stabilized, and consumers can look forward to lower costs thanks to work by state legislators and advocates in the last session.
A lot of the insurance premium reductions that we're seeing for 2020 are really due to Colorado creating what's called a reinsurance program, which is essentially insurance for insurance companies that helps them cover really high-cost claims.
Fox adds that efforts to stop surprise out-of-network bills and a program to allow the purchase of medicine from Canada should also help drive down costs. Some Republicans opposed to the reinsurance program called the move a step toward a single-payer system and worried about the costs of having the state step in to pay for the most expensive patients. Coloradans living in rural areas could see their premiums drop by 27 to 30% on average, a big relief for residents in 14 counties that have been hit with especially high costs, in large part because Anthem was the only carrier offering coverage. But Fox warns that a case before the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals to repeal the Affordable Care Act, along with its consumer protections, could throw a wrench into the works.
The Texas case would potentially wipe out any of the benefits of reinsurance, as well as strip away all of the financial assistance available through Connect for Health Colorado and our expanded Medicaid coverage.
Plaintiffs argue that the ACA is unconstitutional after a key part of the law was removed, and that Congress would not have passed the sweeping health law without a penalty for people who didn't buy insurance. Defendants point out that congressional majorities did vote to keep the rest of the Affordable Care Act intact when they eliminated the individual mandate penalty as part of the 2017 tax bill. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And finally today in Capitol coverage, U.S. Senator Michael Bennet and former Governor John Hickenlooper are still stuck at the bottom of most national polls of Democratic candidates for president. But as KVNF's Scott Franz reports, they have another chance to break out.
Colorado's presidential candidates made the cut for the second round of debates scheduled for the end of the month in Michigan. The first debate didn't do much to boost Hickenlooper or Bennett's poll numbers. Hickenlooper's campaign went through a major staff shakeup after it failed to raise his profile. But they both continue stumping on the campaign trail, spending most of their time in New Hampshire and Iowa. The debate in Detroit will be similar to the first one, with 20 candidates taking the stage over two nights. I'm Scott Franz.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, July 19th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.